wouldn't I? I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
All right, as you well know, because you listen all the time, when he says, I feel like sugar and spice, it's time to bring on our U Health expert. And today we've got, and I'm going to butcher another name, Dr. Alana Grzowski. She's the director of the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute's Balkan International Pediatric Glaucoma Center. They provide great diagnosis, training, all kinds of technology and treatments for pediatric glaucoma. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. How bad did I break up your name on that?
You did great.
Oh, awesome. I did great. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, doctor, you know, I went online. I read all about the stuff that you're doing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the young lady that you helped?
Well, certainly. First of all, I must say that I think most people do not think of glaucoma as anything that happens in children. So we'll start there. So that's usually kind of an eye catcher just to start with, so to speak, because glaucoma can occur at all ages. And while we think of it as something in the aging adult, it can occur in children and in infants also. And the young lady who I took care of from Brazil was 2 years old, and she had this since birth. When it occurs at birth, it's pretty uncommon. It's about 1 in 25,000. But if you take all children, whether it occurs at birth or whether it's associated with, let's say, a syndrome or something else or occurs later, from birth to 18 years of age, the incidence is more like 1 in 5,000. So she was one of the ones where it occurs at birth and it's treated completely differently than adult glaucoma.
So then, doctor, you know, it did seem unusual to me because you don't think that kids get glaucoma. What are some of the things that are going on in the treatment of glaucoma? Because I can't think of too many things that are scarier than that.
Well, it's so pediatric glaucoma is not like adult glaucoma done small. It has different technology and different ways of diagnosing it. In fact, I think most people are amazed at how do you make a diagnosis of glaucoma in a child. And really, when it's someone who is born with glaucoma, an infant with glaucoma, it's always the caregiver, the mom, the dad, whoever is interacting with the child who notices it first. You know, one eye looks bigger than the other, or the eyes look teary, the child doesn't want to be in sunlight. There's usually something. And if it's right from birth, as opposed to in the first couple months of life, the eyes can look very cloudy and hazy. And, in fact, the young lady who I took care of that you're referring to, both of her eyes had very hazy corneas, which unfortunately will remain scarred like that because her treatment was delayed. She was born with glaucoma, and they tried to treat her locally, but without success, and the corneas wound up remaining hazy and will stay that way.
So then, again, you told a little bit about what somebody can look for as a warning sign. If you could go over that again, I'd really appreciate that.
So infants, it's they do not want to have their eyes in light, bright light. They close their eyes, a lot of tearing. But usually the eyes will have an appearance where it looks hazy. A lot of times parents will say their eyes look blue or whitish. And the eyes can be very large. One eye bigger than the other is another sign. After the age of about 3 years of age, there really isn't a lot in the way of symptoms to help you. So you have to have a suspicion that the child has a high pressure in their eye associated, let's say, with a syndrome or there's a family history of glaucoma occurring young.
So is there any kind of new treatments or anything that's coming up that people can look at and say, well, there's on the horizon some hope or some really good stuff coming?
Well, pediatric glaucoma is really a very hopeful disease in the sense that if you make the diagnosis and you treat it And the treatment is different, once again, than adults. It's not drops and laser and then surgery. It's surgical from day one, usually. If you do those things appropriately, the chances that a child will have normal or near normal vision is very good. It can be as high as 80, 90% with one surgery. Of course, if you don't make the diagnosis or the surgery can't be done appropriately, the vision loss is permanent. And with that one particular child from Brazil that you were referring to, they had attempted treatments that may have been temporarily successful and then were not. So she was at a point where it was an all or none event. We could either save her vision or she would lose it forever.
It sounds to me like the number one leading way to deal with this is education.
Yes, education of doctors in other areas. And, in fact, that's something that the Balkan Center here at Bascom-Palmer is dedicated to do, is educating physicians, surgeons in other countries and in this country, in rural America. I'll tell you, here in this country, this is a problem as well. There are not very many of us who do this because it's not that common, quite honestly. But when presented with it, it has a very dramatic outcome. You know, the child will either be, sighted or they will lose vision from glaucoma. So we have an organization called CGRN, Childhood Glaucoma Research Network, which has a group of physicians and scientists that are concerned and treat children with glaucoma, and there's about, I think we have over 200 now in 38 countries. So we're getting together as a group so that we can enhance our knowledge and then continue to train other physicians on how to diagnose early and treat appropriately kids with glaucoma.
Well, Dr. Grzegorzewski, did I get it right that time?
That was very good.
Awesome. I'm really practicing this while we're talking. I'm going to have to go, but you've gotten some great information to us. If somebody wants to get more education or information, how do they find you?
Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute here at the University of Miami. And pretty much any information regarding pediatric glaucoma can be found through here. But there are some other websites that offer information on childhood glaucoma on the internet, which is how this child found us, quite honestly.
Well, Dr. Grzegorzewski, thank you so much for bringing blessings to the life of that young lady and of all your patients and making our community a better place. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and helping us educate the community on this really good issue, big issue.
Well, thank you so much. And if anybody has a question, they certainly can reach us here at Bascom-Palmer.
All right. Bascom-Palmer, always one of the best eye hospitals in the entire world. Thank you again, Dr. Grzegorzewski.